بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutations, salawat upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fasalli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, our sessions after Taraweeh will not be very long. We appreciate and understand that it's late. So inshallah, these will be short, sharp and quick. Inshallah ta'ala, ameen. My respected brothers, friends and sisters in Islam, indeed, Ramadan, it is undoubtedly the month of the Qur'an. We heard the Qur'an being recited in Salatul Taraweeh. Were it not for Allah's mercy upon us, we would have perhaps, if the month of Ramadan, we had not graced and we had not been blessed with it, perhaps how many a day, how many a month, how many a year would have passed, let alone read the Qur'an, we would not have listened to it. A person who is not in touch with Qur'an is that person whose heart, it is hard. The effect of sin and the impact of Allah's disobedience, the direct impact of this is the hardness of heart. Last night in Surah Al-Baqarah, the verses that we read about the Banu Israel, the ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. When Allah spoke about the defects, the deficiencies, the disobediences, then Allah said that one of the outcomes of sin was the hearts of the Banu Israel. They had become extremely hard. أو أشد قسوة. Allah says, like that of a rock or a stone, or in fact, maybe even harder than that. The impact of Quran, listening to Quran, attachment to Quran, it softens the heart. It makes the heart receptive to Allah's obedience. It creates the ability to prostrate before the injunctions and the instructions of Allah. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That has the time not come, أَن تَخْشَعَ, for those who believe, أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that their hearts be softened to the worship, the remembrance of Allah, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and that which Allah has revealed. That after so much disobedience, at the end or towards the end of Surah Al-Hadid, 27th juz of the Qur'an, Allah asks the question, that how much more do you want? That insan, mu'min, human being, that how much more are you going to be in your pitiful state? Has the time not come that you start attaching, softening your heart and listening and attaching and attracting yourself to the Qur'an? So Allah's mercy is on us that in some respect, in a sense, that were it not for the force that you and I had to stand in Taraweeh Salah and Qur'an be placed in our ears, what would have been our state? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Qur'an, it is miraculous. It's not like an ordinary book that we read, neither is it an ordinary book that we listen to. It's not a dead text. And understand this carefully, that when we read Qur'an, that even though we will read a translation, we will attempt to understand elements of the Qur'an, but no translation can replace the direct word of Allah. Qur'an is Kalamullah. Translation is an interpretation of some translator, but it never replaces the direct word of Allah. The word of Allah, Kalamullah, it is uncreated, just as Allah is uncreated. Just as Allah is eternal, the word of Allah is eternal. Kalamullah al-mu'jiz al-munazzal min as-sama. This is the miraculous word of Allah that has descended and has been sent to this ummah. Every Nabi, every Prophet, Allah gave them one distinct miracle. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, Allah gave him the miracle. Quran describes it. And as we pass through the ajza of Quran, this miracle will be described. That وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيَ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Every Nabi was given a miracle. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam, Allah gave him the miracle that a she-camel emerged from the center of a mountain. The miracle of the Nabi. Musa alayhi salam, in 28th ajza of the Quran, we will listen to these miracles of Musa alayhi salam. When he placed his hand under his armpit, it emerged shining. His asa and his staff famously turned into a serpent or into a snake. Isa alayhi salam, he rubbed his head on a person who had no hair and was bald, and Allah gave that person hair. Allah gave him the ability to give sight to those who are unsighted, and in certain instances to give life to the dead. Every Nabi was given a miracle. But ulama has written that Nabi, on the demise of that Nabi, that miracle ceased to exist. But Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, given the miracle of the Quran, just as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nubuwa and his prophethood is for eternity until Qiyamah. In the same way, the miracle that is given to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, it will be eternal and mu'jiz, and the miracle that will be until Qiyamah. So when we lift Quran, we should know very well that we are not lifting, reading an ordinary book. Don't ask the question that can I place the Quran on the floor? Because undoubtedly the miracle of this Quran is undeserved that it be placed on the floor. Know very well that we are engaging directly with the kalam of Allah, with the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this kalam of Allah, this miracle, not like any other book, it does not have a non-impact on the heart. Just as it in itself is miraculous, the impact that it has on the heart is undoubtedly a miraculous one. And that miracle is something that is vividly evident in front of us. Every single night, when we listen to these ulama, qurra, huffaz, not only here but everywhere else, know that you are listening, witnessing, observing the live miracle manifest itself. Ja'altu, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh my Allah, oh my Creator, that you gave every Nabi a miracle, that every Nabi was given a miracle. A'tayta Musa, ja'alta Musa kalima. That, oh Allah, you made Musa, you gave him the ability that he could communicate directly with you. وَجَعَلْتَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. That, oh Allah, you made Ibrahim your Khalil. And, oh Allah, you gave Isa the ability to give life to the dead. And like that, you gave every Nabi, فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh Allah, what did you give for me? What is my one distinct miracle? From among the three things that were mentioned, that ja'altu sudura ummatika anajil. That, oh my Nabi, listen carefully. The hearts and the chests of your ummah, these have been made treasure chests. Something distinct for the hearts of your ummah. Yaqra'una al-Qur'an zahiran. That they will have the ability to read the Qur'an without having to look into the written text. Allah has given this as a miracle to you. Just as your book is a miracle, there will be among you those who themselves will be manifesting this miracle by reading the Quran from heart. So indeed, the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ramadan should not be hijacked from us. Listen to this very carefully. We are going through a phase in the ummah. I said 10 minutes, I'll make it 17. Inshallah, 3 more minutes. Don't let Ramadan be hijacked from us. How does Ramadan get hijacked? Ramadan
has a particular purpose. That purpose is direct ibadah. We engage directly with ibadah, direct recital of Quran, direct engagement in dua. Directly I'm making dhikr. Directly I'm making salah. I am engaged in dhikr. Secondary indirect sources should not hijack our Ramadan. Listening to Quran on some YouTube channel is rewardable, undoubtedly. But don't make this that in my home Ramadan, the whole day Quran will play. It's undoubtedly meritorious and better than nothing. But don't consider instead of half an hour or daily I was listening to Yasin, and now the YouTube channel plays 24/7 because it's Ramadan. Therefore, I'm doing great merit and great ibadah and worship. This is indirect ibadah. Allah wants for us in Ramadan that we put our finger in the plug of worship, in the plug of direct ibadah. I must be engaged in ibadah. Ramadan, it is this. It's the spiritual exercise that Allah wants from us. Don't let Ramadan get hijacked from us. The Nabi of Allah undoubtedly had empathy for the poor. Undoubtedly was greatly generous in Ramadan. But don't make Ramadan only about charity. It's an objective, but not the only one. Don't make it only about collections and donating. Indeed, it is meritorious, but not the direct objective in itself. Know very carefully in the same token that the month of Ramadan is for empathy, that we empathize with those who are in difficult conditions, starving. But the reason we fast is not that, but rather لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You should know well why you are fasting. That the objective is to have a particular outcome to get taqwa. Know very well that it's meritorious to enjoying ties. We should, those that we've broken ties with, those that we don't see often, engage. But don't make this the Ramadan of the iftar party. That has nothing to do with Ramadan. Instead, Ramadan is a detachment from everything, I dare say. That come for Taraweeh and leave your phone in the car. Don't put it in front of you when you're making Salah. Because Qasam of Allah, if it doesn't happen 10 times, but maybe once during Salah, your eye will fall on the phone and you'll wonder. The email you didn't reply, the WhatsApp message that lies there, something will come. Ramadan is about detachment from everything except attaching to Allah, the book of Allah, and the obedience and the ita'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. Wa salli Allahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.